My name is Kelsey Vanderlip. I'm the senior manager of brand and campaign strategy at Away. We're a direct consumer travel and lifestyle company that was founded in 2016 by two women. And we make everything you need to make travel more seamless.
Hey, nice to meet you guys. My name is Hermes Rizian. I am an agency marketing manager at Facebook. And I'm really excited to talk to Kelsey about Away and how they've leveraged social media to grow their brand. So I imagine a few people in the audience probably have an Away suitcase or they've seen you on social media. But for anyone who might not be familiar, can you tell us a little bit about what Away is and how it all got started?
Definitely. So we're a direct-to-consumer travel brand that makes everything that you need to make travel easier, ease the stresses of travel. We were founded by two women, Steph Corey and Jen Rubio, in 2016. And the genesis of the brand is really a personal problem. Jen was traveling and her bag broke. She was in the middle of Cape Town, South Africa, and her handle broke, and she was running through the airport trying to catch her flight. And she texted a bunch of friends and asked everyone, you know, if they have a recommendation for new luggage. And nobody really had a brand that resonated with them or had a good recommendation for her. So we realized that there was a space that was, you know, a hole in the market. And there was a lot of luggage out there that was cheap and not great quality, or there was luggage that was more expensive than the trip you were going on. So Steph and Jen really set out to build a brand that was sort of in the middle of both of those. It was accessible, but still something that you were proud to carry. It looked great, but was at a great price point as well. And luggage is just the beginning. So we're really excited to be branching out into other products. We have every soft good and plus one that you need, packing cubes. We're branching out into sort of any product you could possibly need to make your travel less stressful. And we always joke that we're going to make Away Airlines eventually and have the perfect airlines with no lines. And the possibilities are really endless. So we're excited to see what comes next.
Awesome.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. We'll be sure to incorporate that.
Subsidize luggage fees. Yeah.
Well,
that's great. Well, clearly Away is a luggage company, obviously, but I think in 2.5 years, you've quickly become a cult favorite brand and something that folks really recognize. But I think what's more interesting to me is that people associate Away with more than just luggage. I think it's about travel and why do you think that is, that people associate you beyond luggage? And what is Away doing to build such a globally recognized brand?
Yeah, that's something that we're consciously working on, is making sure that we're really storytelling. It's not just about luggage. It's not about a product. It's about where you're going and what you're doing with the luggage. It's about the journey, but it's also about the destination. We have an amazing media arm of the company as well. We launched Here Magazine in 2017, and it's a full-on media arm of Away. So we realized that we were, you know, trying to be the travel experts, but didn't have necessarily content to back that up. So it's an online publication as well as a print magazine that ships with every single suitcase. In addition, as a direct-to-consumer travel brand, we are interacting with our customers on the daily. So what really sets us apart from other brands is that we're incorporating that feedback into every step of the process, from creating products to, you know, our marketing strategies and what content we're putting out there on our social media channels. Customer obsession is one of our biggest core values, and we really live and breathe that. So we are constantly tweaking based upon feedback from our customers.
Yeah, I love that. We met at a different event over the summer, and I remember one of the things that stood out to me was how you talked about the color scheme that you guys have chosen for the brand and the luggage. A lot of that's been driven by consumers. So the feedback that you got, like, we bring back this color, we loved it, it's limited edition, and now, you know, maybe it becomes a staple in the future. So
yeah,
it's really
definitely
cool.
It's been really fun to see our social followers so incredibly engaged. We have, we're definitely taking advantage of platform tools like Instagram polls and, feedback on Facebook reviews and everywhere else. And we are amazed to see that people are purchasing, 5, 6, 7, 8 pieces of luggage in the same size because they love different colors and really want to match it back to their outfits. So exciting.
That's great. Yeah. Well, speaking of Instagram, we can talk for a minute about social media. I think you guys have built a really interesting following on Instagram in particular. How have you used Instagram and other social platforms to uniquely create a brand that people really love and want to follow and associate with, and also tell their stories about travel as well?
Yeah. For us, it's all about tailoring creative to the specific platform. So on Instagram in particular, we really want to show beautiful travel imagery to inspire you about where you're going next, as well as use case and product education. So it's, you know, how you pack the bag, but also where you're going. We tailor our content for different platforms. So, for example, we recently launched a collection with Dwayne Wade, the basketball player, and fashion figure. And we really sought out to, you know, shoot that campaign with every single platform in mind. So on Instagram stories, it was much more behind the scenes, engaging content that you wouldn't normally see anywhere else. It was, you know, the mood boards that our creative team put together and built the product with Dwayne and his team. It was, you know, behind the scenes shots from our actual photo shoots and interviews with Dwayne himself, talking about why he wanted to work with Away and why travel is such a big part of his life. So Instagram stories is definitely more behind the scenes content and stuff that you wouldn't normally see anywhere else. On our feed, it was a combination of short videos and image assets, and we really tried to differentiate. We did sort of an Instagram takeover with 12 posts and tried to differentiate each post to talk about a different piece of the collection. There was everything from a wine case to a duffel backpack, so each piece really got its own moment on Instagram to talk about the product and showcase the use case for each product. And then on Facebook, we had a bit of a longer form video as well as image assets to showcase the collection there, and used GIF images on email to, you know, really demonstrate how broad the product offering was. So really making sure that we're tailoring content for each platform and having a really 360 approach to how we're creating content has changed the game in terms of our recent launches.
Super interesting. So I heard you mention in there a little bit about like influencers and then user-generated content. I think that that in today's day and age is like really important to building a brand, especially when you look at Facebook and Instagram, where people are just amassing so many followers for, you know, lifestyle accounts. So how do you guys in particular identify influencers to work with, or what user-generated content you want to pull and then use on the platform on your accounts?
Yeah. So utilizing user-generated content has been a big part of our strategy since day one. Away launched just 2.5 years ago. So when I started, we were 8 people in an apartment in Chinatown. We didn't have a creative team. We didn't have a photographer. So we were, you know, trying to figure out, we had one product at the time, just the carry-on, how we can create diverse assets and talk about, you know, the one product in different ways and have enough content to show on our channels consistently. So we started reaching out to friends, family, other brands, everyone from wedding photographers to travel influencers. And that's really how we created our strategy for Instagram in particular and the rest of our channels as well. From there, we realized that people love sharing their travel and their, especially, you know, where they're going. So we started looking at tagged photos and where people were mentioning us on social media and pulling from actual users, making sure we got permission, but pulling from our actual customers. And that's what really resonated with our customers. So we do source probably 60%, 40% our own content and user-generated content as well, because people are taking our bags to absolutely amazing places where we couldn't go. And they're incredibly talented at creating their own content, everyone from an iPhone to, you know, a specific content creator. So that's been a really interesting part of our strategy. And then we have a 6-person influencer marketing team now, and they take a really unique approach to influencer marketing in that we have much more long-term relationships and really try to integrate different parts of the business. So we just launched an ambassador program, called The Collective, and those are longer-term partnerships, and we're working with content creators not just for assets or sharing on their own channels, but they're also contributing to Here Magazine, writing articles about places they've been, working with other partners as well. We recently launched a content series with Canon as a partner, and we're curating 5 different road trips across the United States. Each influencer was chosen for a different reason, whether they're an artist or a videographer. And so those live on Here Magazine as well as Canon's channels and our own. So it's really a full, you know, integration into the brand, and the influencer feels like they're part of what we're building.
Wow, that's super interesting. In particular, I'm thinking about this past summer, you guys launched a billboard in Times Square. And if I remember right, I noticed it had real people in it as opposed to just like marketing assets or like models and stock photography. What was the strategy behind that and how it came to life?
Yeah. So the crazy thing about that billboard in particular was that we had a 2-week turnaround for the creative. We do all of our creative in-house. So as many of you know, that's kind of unheard of, and a lot of companies wouldn't be able to execute that. So that was one of the big advantages of being a startup, that we could really turn that around quickly. So our creative team debated a lot of different approaches, and ultimately we wanted to, you know, include our customer in the experience of the billboard. So we chose 8 different photos from Instagram and worked, you know, tirelessly over those 2 weeks to get the creative fitting for a billboard, with everything from legal permissions to retouching. And it wrapped 3 city blocks. And we had, you know, the actual geotag from Instagram and the person's handle on there. And it was a really fun way for actual travelers and customers to be a part of such a big moment for us as a brand. So that was something that was really exciting, and again, just speaks to us wanting our community to be a part of what we're doing as a brand.
Yeah, that's great. Did you guys hear feedback? Like, as you know, people were passing by, like, were you trying to tune in to what people were saying about the billboard? And, you know, because it's kind of like this guerrilla marketing thing where you can't read like comments about it necessarily. But
yeah, definitely. We had a lot of people sharing it on their Instagram stories, which was fun. And we actually flew all of the people who took the photos to New York so that they could see themselves on a billboard. So that was a really amazing moment for us to share on our channels and for those people to, you know, get to be a part of. Only 1 or 2 of them, I believe, were actual influencers. The rest of them were, you know, real people. So, you know, it was very, very exciting for them to be up on a Times Square billboard, and a really cool moment for our brand.
That's awesome. Well, just to get a little more into the specifics about how you guys operate on platforms like Instagram, what are some of your tips or best practices for some of the other brands in the room for how Away uses Instagram and other platforms to drive engagement specifically?
Yeah. That's a great question. I think, first off, we try to tailor our creative. Secondly, we start with a structure. And third, we really try to break that structure and experiment with different things. So as I said, different creative works on different platforms, and we're constantly iterating on what works and what doesn't for each platform specifically. And then we do start out with a structure. So on Instagram, we have a number of content buckets that we're trying to hit. What makes sense for us as a brand is things like flat lays and travel images and Here Magazine content, photos of our bag charging, close-up photos, detailed shots, anything that really, you know, shows product education. So we definitely try to check off those content buckets on a weekly basis, but then also try to experiment and really break the mold. You never know what's going to work until you try it. So that's something that's been really fun to work with our creative team on, creating assets that are totally different than anything we've done before to see what's working. So definitely experiment and think outside the box and try something new as well.
Is there anything that comes to mind example-wise of like something that you tried that were like, I don't know if this is going to work out for us, and then it was really well received by followers or folks on Instagram?
Yeah, definitely. The one thing that comes to mind is for the Dwayne Wade campaign, we had an asset that was sort of really long and it didn't really work on Instagram. It wasn't quite what we wanted to do. And we ended up making a swipe through diptych where the photo was cut perfectly. So it was really seamless in terms of how you swiped. And that performed really, really well. It showed every single piece of the part of the collection and was, you know, a really fun way to use the platform to show a longer photo that wouldn't necessarily have fit on mobile, but in breaking it into two, it was a great way to do that.
Very cool. And then I guess building off of that, are there certain features on Facebook or Instagram or other social platforms that you found particularly valuable for the business?
Definitely. Instagram stories has been something that's been really huge for us as a brand. We're showing everything from, you know, how our bags are made to what we're concepting for a new campaign, as well as, you know, our founders, what's going on at all of our stores, focusing on retail programming as well to let people know that we do have brick and mortar. So that's been a really fun platform for us to experiment with as well. We just launched gift stickers on Instagram yesterday, so really excited about those. So be sure to tag your content with those. And then, as I said, customer feedback is such a huge part of our business. We have 4 community managers who are on social full time, just listening to our customers and being a part of the conversation. So we really do try to lean into the tools like Instagram polls or, you know, Facebook reviews to try to figure out what we should make next and where we should go with our creative.
That's really great. Yeah. And then you said something to me earlier about IGTV and that you guys are kind of testing that out a little bit. How have you seen any success or feedback there?
Yeah. So we had our first experiential pop-up in New York called Terminal A, which was basically we built an airport terminal in New York. And that was what we realized it was tough to show without sort of a longer form video. And we loved the idea of doing that on, you know, a mobile first format. So we built an amazing set in New York down in Soho. And there was a full on airport terminal in the middle of our backyard, which was really fun to see. And we took our audience through the creation of that, the creative development, as well as walking them through the space, because we realized that, you know, we have such a global audience and most people couldn't actually go see the space. So it was really fun to translate that offline experience online through Instagram TV. And we have a few more plans, so stay tuned.
Oh, very cool. Okay. So speaking a little bit about some of the like guerrilla marketing you've done, I know you did a pop-up hotel in Paris in addition to that airport terminal in Manhattan. How are you approaching the offline experiences to build your community? And we can talk a little bit about brick and mortar as well.
Yeah. So we launched Shea Away last year, which was in Paris, was a new market that we were launching into. And we really wanted to, you know, focus on not being an American brand expanding into Europe, but be a part of the global travel community. So that was something that we did with our influencer collective as well. We interacted with Paris Fashion Week. We actually took over an entire hotel for the week and had programming, everything from yoga classes in the morning, you know, chef catered lunches during the day and after parties at night. So that was a really fun way for us to interact with the community and build more localization in a market that we hadn't gone to yet. We have 5 brick and mortar stores in the United States and one in London, and we are opening many, many more. That was something that we experimented with early on. We had a pop-up in New York when we first launched that we really thought was going to be just a marketing tool, and the luggage was flying off the shelves. We realized that it really is a product that people wanted to see in real life and interact with. So we definitely tried to build out our stores in a way that's Instagrammable and have some really amazing retail programming there to get the local communities involved and translate our online community to, you know, in person as well.
Yeah. So how do you think you translate the online community into like a brick and mortar and experience? Like, is it about making it feel like it's very Instagrammable? You know, are you inviting some of your followers to join you in these experiences?
Yeah, it's all of the above. I would say Terminal A in particular was our most Instagrammable moment. It was, you know, an actual luggage carousel and baggage claim and all of the, you know, amazing things that happen in an airport, but without all the stress. And again, that was something that we really leaned into our influencer community in New York, where we're from, brand partners, brand friends, to launch that. And it was incredible to see all the user-generated content that came about. We had people, you know, rolling themselves on a luggage cart across the scene, putting it on their Instagram stories, some really great influencer content coming out of that as well. So it's definitely about, you know, building an offline presence that's going to, you know, be shareable on social and inviting everyone from your community to those events. We actually had one woman who is a total super fan see the invitation for Terminal A, but she lived in Washington, D.C., and she actually flew in for the event. She came every single day. She met every member of the team. She took photos with us. I mean, she is my absolute favorite lady, and it was just such a cool and validating moment to see that people are actually traveling to see these offline experiences in person.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm curious, to go back for a minute, you talked a little bit about how you have a really big in-house creative team that works on a lot of the content that you share. What's the like thought process behind in-house versus agency, and how did you guys land on that as your business started growing over the last 2 years?
Yeah. We do execute most of our creative in-house. We have started using some agencies for some projects that are, you know, bigger in scope. But I think it's really unique to have your creative team in-house because it allows you to be much more limber and do things on much shorter timelines. When we were first starting out, you know, there is a lot of noise in the direct-to-consumer space and a lot of other companies trying to get your attention out there. So we were really able to take advantage of a lot of low-hanging fruit and, you know, opportunities that other brands might not have been able to turn around in terms of partnerships or, you know, the billboard is a great example of that. And it's also really fun to have sort of control over that. We worked really well together as a team cross-functionally. So whether it's, you know, the creative team and the growth marketing team in the room or any other teams for that matter, we really do try to lean in and work together to achieve the creative that fits the creative team's vision, but also checks off all the boxes for the marketing teams.
And I'm curious, as you think about expanding globally, you said you have a brick and mortar in London, more to come. you know, beyond like the Chez Away experience in Paris, are you thinking more guerrilla marketing tactics for your global expansion? Is it more about just like reaching the global community online? Probably a mix of both, I would imagine.
Yeah. But. It's definitely a mix of both. When we first launched in the European market, we actually did a 5-city tour. So we partnered with an influencer tastemaker in each city for a product collaboration. And we visited 5 cities and did an experience in those cities on launch dates for those products. So it was a huge campaign, as you can imagine, shooting all the creative in 5 cities. And each colorway was really inspired by those cities. And we picked markets that we knew that we had, you know, a significant following in, but didn't really have market penetration into. So I actually got to go on that trip, which was incredible, but worked with 5 different influencers to take advantage of their local communities and really be a part of the city and build a product that would reflect that city instead of just, you know, we ship to this place now. We really try to integrate ourselves into the culture of each city. So that was a lot of fun. But definitely focusing on bringing the offline experience to social media and, you know, allowing people who aren't in the specific cities where we're having events to be a part of them as well.
It's really cool. One last thing that comes to mind and kind of a riff off of the event we did over the summer. We talked a lot about holiday. It was holiday focused. And I thought your, in a way, strategy with holiday was really interesting and how you think about like your colors and, you know, how you approach like big holiday sale moments. Can you share a little bit about that? Because I feel like it's interesting. We're going into Q4 now.
Yeah, that is all I've been working on recently. We're really excited about the holidays this year. In terms of, you know, what's coming first, Black Friday and Cyber Monday, we take a really unique perspective on. We take a stand by not taking a stand. So we don't have a sale. And that is the number one question we get leading up to it. People are, you know, begging and asking when our bags are going to go on sale, but we really use that as a messaging point to explain our direct-to-consumer model and talk about why our bags have such a great price all year round and why you don't need to wait to purchase them, because we're going to give you the same pricing all year round no matter when you buy, and get the top quality for the lowest possible price. We have some really exciting collections coming out with limited edition colorways, as well as some lower price point gifts for the holidays. And when we come down to marketing those, it's really about, you know, telling the story. You're not just giving a suitcase. You're giving somebody the gift of travel for, you know, their entire life. So it's about, you know, the journey that they're going to take the bag on and what they're going to do with it rather than just the gift that they're giving. So we're very excited to release these new collections, and stay tuned.
Yeah, it's interesting because you would think like a piece of luggage is something that you invest in. You're going to buy one and you're not going to buy it again for 3 to 5 years the way you might approach like, I don't know, a mattress or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. How do you guys think about like customer loyalty? Because you mentioned that you find people are buying not just one, but 2, 3, 4 and all these different colors. How do you approach customer loyalty and like how you're retargeting those customers, mm-hmm. But not like, you know, pushing them into the corner where they feel like they have to buy more?
Yeah. That's a great question. We, you would think that luggage is something you just need one of, but we do really try to infuse seasonality, different colorways, different materials as well. We've released aluminum luggage and front pocket luggage. And then we also came out with a concept of the travel uniform. So that is your luggage and your plus one. So we have sort of everywhere bags and day packs and a lot more different silhouettes coming that we're going to infuse seasonality into and have different colorways coming out on a seasonal basis. In terms of the next things, we have a lot of products coming out this year and in 2019 that's really going to speak to different ways that people travel. What you bring on a weekend trip on a plane is very different than what you would bring on a road trip, very different than what you would pack your kid up to go to college and move across the country with. So we really want to speak to, you know, the individual people and the ways that they travel and what the purpose of the bag is, so that, you know, there are endless possibilities of what you need from Away.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I have a fun rapid fire before that. But before we do that, I do want to ask if there was like one piece of advice that you would give about what's worked most efficiently and effectively for Away in terms of like across all social platforms, across, you know, all groups of purchasers and users, what would you say that would be?
That is a very good question. I would say allow your community to be a part of what you're doing. As I said, that's really something that we take seriously and incorporate from every single part of the business, from product creation to the marketing efforts that we're doing. So it's, you know, if people are engaging with the content, let's do that again, or let's figure out what worked. If people don't love this about the product or are having this issue, like, how are we going to tweak that and change that in our next iteration? We have an incredible community of people. It's really fun to see how they're interacting with each other on social as well. So definitely lean into your community and listen to them to inform your strategies.
Great. Okay. Well, with that, we like to do rapid fire at the end of our fireside chats just to keep things light. So I'll just give you an either or and you get to quickly answer.
I love it.
Facebook or Instagram?
Instagram. Who else is Instagram out there?
Yeah.
Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carry-on or checked bag?
Carry-on. All the time. Never check, no matter how long you're going for.
It's probably not worth it, right?
Yeah.
Online shopping or brick and mortar?
Brick and mortar. I love trying things on.
Cool. Beach getaway or mountain hideaway?
Mountain hideaway.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You were a ski instructor at
I
one
did.
Point.
I took a little hiatus to do that.
And then the last one, stories or feed?
Stories. I love a good Instagram story. Love an Insta story live, too.
All right. Well, thank you. We'll wrap a little bit early, but thank you for sharing. I think, you know, what Away has done with Instagram and all social platforms is just such an inspiration to brands big and small. So thank you for sharing.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.